We're going to go back to Iowa now and to Hillary Clinton headquarters in Des Moines. NPR's David Green is there. And David, we should say that the Democratic Party has results coming up, trickling in with just about a third of precincts reporting. It could not be any closer among Senators, former Senator John Edwards and Senators Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. What are you hearing there at Clinton headquarters?
Well, I think that's the sense here as well, Melissa. And, you know, the Clinton campaign said on its website today this all is going to come down to turnout. And the campaign's been working very hard to get supporters out. They said they had 5,000 volunteer drivers, 600 snow shovels trying to clear sidewalks and driveways to get people out there, daycare centers set up in Des Moines to make sure that parents could have their children taken care of to get out. And the Clinton campaign has focused a lot on women. One of the big concerns, though, is our first-time caucusers, are some independent voters, are some younger caucus goers going to come out for rival Barack Obama. And I think that's one of the things that the campaign here is watching very closely.
And what is Hillary Clinton's plan B, David, if things do not go according to plan A there in Iowa tonight?
Well, you know, the campaign realized the stakes here. I think they realized, Hillary Clinton was the front runner. There was an air of inevitability for a while. But I think then they realized that there was a lot at stake, that Iowa was going to be a real proving ground for her. They've taken it very seriously, but they're also planning probably for if things don't work out, if she were to finish second or third. They already have an event planned in New Hampshire early tomorrow morning, Nashua, New Hampshire, with former President Bill Clinton by Hillary Clinton's side. So the campaign feels like they could regain some momentum if they don't get everything they want here, but they're hoping for good results.
And the same strategy would apply in New Hampshire that they've been using in Iowa, do you think?
I think so. You know, it's a totally different state, as you know, different types of voters, different messages, and we'll have some debates and see how the messages change or stay the same once the stage shifts.